When you think of healthy jobs, mining doesn't leap to the top of many people's lists. However, today's broadcast may challenge the way we think, and is something people are welcome to explore far below the soils of Kansas. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this. Below Hutchinson, Kansas is a network of tunnels, passageways cut from over a century of mining salt.
This is a road salt mine. This is not a table salt mine. They actually could use this salt for the table, but it would take a lot more refining before they could do that.
Linda Schmidt is speaking 650 feet below ground in the Kansas Underground Salt Museum. In the early days, it could take a comparatively long time to get the salt mined and transported above ground.
There used to be a rail system in this mine, and the cars were actually hand-loaded. After the blasting happened, two workers would spend about an hour and a half loading 4 tons of salt into a car on a track. And that was all done by hand, and then they would be paid about a quarter apiece for each car that they loaded.
Today, 7 workers can mine 500,000 tons of salt in a year. Linda says most visitors are surprised at what they see.
It's just huge, with high ceilings and great open areas and a very healthy environment. You know, being in a salt mine, a lot of people are paying these days to go sit in an artificial salt mine for their health. But here you can come down and actually be in the real deal.
Another plus is the constant climate.
It's always 68 degrees and it's right around 40% humidity, which makes it just the perfect environment for storage, for preserving artifacts. And I always like to say that it's probably preserving me working down here, too.
In fact, a salt mine is regarded as a very healthy place to work, unlike the perception many have of other types of mining. It's just part of the experience folks will find far below the Kansas prairie. Traveling the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.